Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Daf Mem, Avodah Zarah 40b, pagination is 80. We'll start about 20 lines up from the bottom of the page. At the end of a line, Yein Tapuchim Shal Ovdei Kochavim. The wine of apples. Some sort of apple cider, an apple wine of non-Jews, habayin mina otsar, if it's coming from the storage, mutarim, you could use it. It's kosher product, it's just fruits. Hanimka beketluza, but if it's being sold in the marketplace, on the retail market, osur is forbidden, because they mix into it wine, and now you're dealing with wine considerations, which is a kosher volatile product. Wine, if it was boiled before the non-Jew touched it, is one thing. Otherwise, there's a restriction due to intermarriage legislation. So we have this concept that this wine of apples, if it's coming out of storage, would be permitted. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Pam achas, it once happened, that chosh Rebbe b'meyov, that Rebbe had a certain type of stomach ache. Omar, he said, klum yesh adam sheyodeya, is there anybody here who knows, yein tapuchem shalov dekochavim, if the wine of apples from non-Jews, osero mutter, is forbidden or permitted? Am I allowed to partake of this? Amar lefan of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said, "Pam achas, it once happened, chosh abba b'meyov, that my father had this terrible type of stomach ache. Ve'hevil lo yein tapuchim shel ovdei kochavim, and they brought him the apple wine of non-Jews shel ayin shana. It was 70 years aged. Ve'shasa v'nisrapa." And he drank it, and he was cured. Omar lo, so Rebbe said, kol kach hayo b'yadcha v'ata mitza'areini, you had so much information, and you were withholding it from me, causing me pain. He exclaimed, like, this is the information I need. Bodku umatzu ovei kochavim echad, they found a non-Jew, shayo lo shalosh meos gar v'yayin shal tapuchim, he had 300 barrels of this wine of apples, shal ayin shana, of 70 years aged, v'shasa v'nisrapa, and Rebbe drank it, and he was cured. Omar, he said, Baruch HaMakom, blessed is Hashem, shemosar olamo l'shomrim, who gave his world to guardians. So let's first get the case. We have a halacha that this yein tapuchim coming out of the otzar is going to be permitted. Rebbe wasn't sure about that halacha. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said that that happened in his family and his father drank. And that's indeed what Rebbe did. They looked, they found, and he was able to drink this aged type of product. And then he makes this exclamation. So the Marsha says that he's giving a special bracha that Hashem prepared this well in advance. 70 years ago, we put in someone's mind that instead of using these apples to simply process them and use them, he should put it into storage for the grand future, for some unknown. I mean, this is like the story of Choni Amagol, where someone is planting a tree, not for himself, but so that in some distant future, it's like an investment, in some future it's going to be enjoyed. So thank you for putting that into motion. The Marsha says, L'shomrim, what does it mean to the shomrim? So he says that the human being is called a shomer, because originally Adam and Chava were put into Gan Eden, la'avda u'lishamra, to guard it. And then, when they left Gan Eden, the world was given to them at their disposal. So Hashem gave the world lishomrim to those who originally were guardians. I noticed in the Pirush in Ein Yaakov, known as the Bone, firstly, fascinating statement. He writes, Timhati al Rashi shalo pirish. I'm in wonderment on Rashi that he didn't explain this Gemara. Which, you know, it's a little bit like, what does Rashi owe you? What are you complaining? He explained everything else. We rely on Rashi. Rashi is the one who takes us across the 16-lane highway. He's the one who gets us through the Gemara. Timhati, it's almost like the Jewish people has the right to have a complaint. What a beautiful praise on Rashi that we have the right to complain if Rashi didn't explain a difficult Gemara. He goes on to explain that in his understanding, Lishomrim, which I think is a very straightforward explanation, Hashem gave his world to different people to guard each one of the treasures. He writes, Lozeh davar echad, v'lozeh davar echad, l'eis hamitztarich. Each person is given something to guard for when it will be needed. And the people themselves, as they guard it, might not even realize why they're guarding it and why they're conducting themselves in a specific way. I'm reminded of the story of Yosef Mokir Shabbos. The Gemara says the story that some person was told by the astrologers that his wealth is going to go to Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Yosef, the person who honors Shabbos. So this person was so nervous with this astrology prophecy-like statement that he took all of his wealth and put it into one gem that he would have with him all the time. And as it occurred, that gem fell from him into the water. It was swallowed by a fish, and it was a fish that Yosef Mokir Shabbos bought to honor Shabbos, and that gem ends up by Yosef Mokir Shabbos. So if you ask this person why he's conducting himself in this way to guard the treasure, he doesn't even know. Hashem is orchestrating it. And the same is true with these barrels of apple wine. They don't know who they're storing it for when they start storing it, but 70 years after they started, when it was properly aged and had the medicinal purposes Rebbe needed, they did their investigation and found that someone's storing this. And that's Baruch HaMakom, blessed is Hashem, Shamasar Olamo. He gave his world over Lishomrim, to different people to guard it. And Hashem orchestrates all of this with great planning. He also adds on an interesting thought, how we want to take this, but he writes, Yein tapuchim ba'alma mazik. As far as he could tell, the wine from apples, regular apples as we know them, would actually be damaging to a stomach ache. He doesn't understand what happened here. Makes an interesting suggestion. Ve'efshar hakavana l'rimonim. Maybe it means pomegranates. It's interesting that in the English language, we find indeed that there's a culture that calls the pomegranate the Chinese apple. And he suggests that perhaps it was not to be translated as the conventional apple wine, but a different product. But in any case, this is the story with the Gemara's paskening, that if it's on the retail market, you have to make sure that it doesn't have wine mixed in with it, which could make it non-kosher. But if it's coming out of the storehouse, they don't mix wine over there. That's the original product, and you could rely that it's still intact with its integrity of original ingredients and that it's kosher. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.